You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You bet. With Nick Costos and Ken Barkley, they bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
And like, it used to be like badge of honor back in the day when I could drink like 10 beers, and I'm small. I drink 10 beers and like be like, I'm still standing, I'm good. Now, yeah. Like, I have 3 beers. And I'm like, and I'm 3 sheets to the wind.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
There's been no statistic that's been more predictive than yards per attempt on offense, generating explosive passing plays. When you pass, how effective are you? How far down the field? Every Super Bowl winner basically has been great at it.
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The wonderful Wednesday edition of You Better Bet. La, 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 la. Try that again. I had like a bar just now before we came on. I feel like I'm like,
what kind of bar would you have?
Trader Joe's has, it's got ABC bars. It's like almond butter cocoa.
Okay.
It's like a chocolate, like a healthy-ish chocolate like base, and there's like almond butter in it. Very good.
Is that your favorite bar of all bars? Is that the 10 bar?
Like define like under what category though?
Energy bar, not like of all kinds of bars. That would be qualified as an energy bar, right? That would qualify as that.
I don't know if it's an energy. Yeah, like energy like slash protein bar. Yeah, yeah. It's my current favorite.
I used to eat Clif bars a lot. Those used to be really good. There's some
Bars. Clif bars are excellent. And the best Clif bar flavor, I'd say there are two.
I have one in my head. Okay, which one are you going to?
I'll give you two.
All right.
Crunchy peanut butter is one, or the peanut butter.
I have had it before. Yep, it's very good.
And the second, white chocolate macadamia.
Okay. I think my wife likes that. I think that's actually the one that she likes. The blueberry one I like too, whichever one the blueberry one is.
I would just like, that's not for me, but like, it's,
yeah,
you know.
Man, it's my 10. It's my life, my world.
God bless.
Yeah.
It's now or never.
That's right. That's been bar talk on You Better You Bet.
I ain't gonna live forever. I did a Peloton and I was thinking, I want to do this song at karaoke.
This one for the broken hearted. Dun, dun.
Are you the when you do? Gonna shout it out loud.
When you do karaoke, are you such a performer that you'll like?
Yes.
Get the crowd to do things like during like the down parts of the song.
Come on, man.
Well, I don't know. I don't know karaoke, Nick, as well.
Usually with tons of F bombs.
Okay.
So it'll say on the screen, like, musical interlude 16 bars,
and that's your cue. Right, yeah.
And I will just, like, walk around and be like, come on, mother effers, make some noise. And people will make
Noise. Is that your go-to, like, that's the first line every time?
I don't know if it's like the go-to line, but generally some variation of the F-bomb, yeah, will get used.
Well, I know you enough to know, like, on the show, like, you fall into the patterns. That's, like, your routines for when you say certain stuff or, like, certain anecdotes that you tell. So I'm curious in karaoke if there's, like, a go-to, like,
well,
you know that's your first line.
Yeah. But like I do the show 4 hours a day every day, not except during the
karaoke, season. Not so much. Yeah.
Karaoke, not so much. And I'm also usually like not sober during karaoke. I'm usually drinking.
Right. So at least it's not like musical interlude. And you're like, wonderful Wednesday. You better, you bet. Nick.
Yes, it's a wonderful Wednesday karaoke. Nick Costos, everyone, how you doing? They'll look at me like, what are you talking about?
Your hometown karaoke music.
But yeah, I always get people pumped up. Always. Got to keep people engaged.
When are you going to do karaoke next to do Bon Jovi?
Actually texted, my fiance's, one of her best friends is engaged to one of my best friends. Like I've said this on the show before.
Yep.
She loves karaoke. Not
my fiance.
Is this
NFL week one friend or this is a different friend?
Yes.
Okay. I only know him as NFL Week 1
fan. Yeah, that bastard. Yeah, him. She loves, his fiance loves karaoke. I love karaoke. He hates it. My fiance hates it. And I texted them today and I was like, can we get another karaoke session on the books, please? And the fiance was like, his fiance was like, yes, we need to. And the other two were like, no, please.
Please, no. Please, 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 no. Has your fiance ever done karaoke, like, because she was like,
yeah, she gets into it. And like, she gets really into it.
Okay.
You know what her song
is? But then
is?
After the fact is like, so is it like a drunk sober thing? Like, is that what it
probably
is? Like, if she's sober, there's no shot?
Well, it depends on what the song is. Like, her song is Cher, Do You Believe in Life After Love?
Oh.
It just,
really and, don't take
and it's, always, enough, and it's always and it's always very funny and it happens constantly.
What am I supposed to do when I can't look back?
About the fact that Cher drops auto-tune in that song.
Sometimes big time.
I need love.
Is that a long song too?
No, it's like 4 minutes maybe.
Okay. In my head, it just goes on forever.
But it's one of those songs that, like, I've heard it 1,000 times.
Sure.
But then, like, when you actually hear it in a setting like that, like, this song's awesome. Like, it's actually it's
powerful. Really good. Yeah, I got a lot of energy going. Yeah. And, that's really funny that that's her song. Does she like Cher in general?
She loves Cher.
Oh, interesting. The Cher music catalog is not
I know one song by Cher. That's it.
That one? That's the one?
That's it. Can you name another Cher song?
I mean, like just her? No, probably can't.
Can you name a song she does with anyone else?
Yeah, doesn't she sing like, doesn't she do I Got You, Babe, or whatever? Isn't that weird?
Oh, yeah. Yeah?
Yeah. Isn't that her?
So Put Your Little Hand in Mine, she does that song?
Yeah. Isn't that it?
Sonny and Cher, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea.
Groundhog Day.
Lochmas.
Lochmas, oh god, please don't remind me of that. We're like T-minus, well, I guess the previews could be Lochmas too, but like the first real one, If I Could Turn Back Time.
But like that song by Do You Believe in Life After Love, like I think might be a 10 out of 10.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
No, I don't think so. I didn't. What I haven't missed it? Let's put it that way. I mean, I haven't heard it in forever, and now that I just sang it, I'm like, nah, I'm good. I can put it back in the drawer.
What better song? Cher, Life After Love, or Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca?
Ricky Martin, 100 times out of 100.
Yeah, Livin' absolutely. La Vida Loca is really good.
Yeah.
Bill says he wants me to name a song that's a 4 or a 7. Like, not a 10.
Which
or
is a very funny comment.
What, how about this? Do you want to just give me some songs, and I'll tell you what I give them? We'll see if we can get away from
What's the turn back? What's turn back time?
Turn back time is like a 4.
Is it a 4 or a 7?
5. It's a 5.3. Okay. Slightly above average.
That's good. It's a new segment. 5.3s.
Yeah, I don't think it's very good.
What is the 5.3 of this? It's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to do NFL.
Sure. Mike Brown says All-Star by Smash Mouth. Probably a 10.
It's a cold place, and they say it gets colder. You butter it up now, wait till you get older.
It's one of these songs that comes on, and everyone knows all the words to it, and everyone knows it.
I had that CD, definitely. I had Walking some terrible CDs. Walking on the
Sun is like a really underrated song.
Yeah. Burner, burp, burp, burp.
It's a great song. Burner, burp, burp. I don't remember walking on the sun.
What is, how does it start? Something, something, buy myself a token. What is it? Teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. Teach the world to stop the liars, something, something.
Something in the liars. Because it's a
it's part of the recipe. Is this a love attack? See, that song's way better than anything else. Yeah.
All-Star is better than Walking on the Sun, but Walking on the Sun is great.
Is All-Star better than Walking on the Sun?
Definitely.
Not just because everyone thinks so, like you think so?
Well, like, I kind of put it like, okay, so if you're like out at a bar, and everyone's like a little tipsy, and All-Star...
Yeah, but you like a bunch of songs, like where if you're out at a bar... Like, really, every song is like has to be measured that way, right? Is that true?
Well, I mean, I think it helps.
Smash Mouth comes on in some bars, they probably boo.
Like, what about, like, Rockstar by Nickelback?
Well, I mean, I think both of the Smash Mouth songs are better than that song for me, probably.
Like, that's a song everyone knows the words to.
I think everyone knows All-Star way more than the Nickelback song.
Probably. Yeah, that's probably true.
I think All-Star is like, it's almost like what would be like a comparative song from another era? Like, what is All-Star in like another era? Like, what is it?
It's like the 90s one hit wonders. It's like Tub Thumpin' probably.
Yeah. I mean, All-Star is like a late 90s, early 2000s song, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, 99. I think it came out, actually. Yeah. Tub Thumpin' was like a couple years before that. Yeah, I think All-Star is like.
If you said to your wife, if you said to your wife, like walked up to her and you were like, it's a cool place and they say it gets colder, what's the percent chance she'd be like, you're bundled up now, wait until you get older?
So she makes fun of me all the time or like tells everyone that I'm ridiculous because I know all the lyrics to songs. That's what she tells, the first thing she tells people about this show, by the way, because people will ask how the show is going. And I'll be like, oh, it's going pretty good. Like, we have a lot of fun doing it. I like doing the show a lot. And Heather goes like, oh, they have this really funny dynamic where they both just know the words to every, like, nothing about sports. Nothing about sports whatsoever.
I swear to God, I am stunned sometimes, but like, I think I know the lyrics to like every song that's on the radio. I'm being serious. I think it's a talent, like, to be able to hear, like, remember all of that.
Sure. But it's not, like, I guess it's like an innate talent. I don't like work at it.
Correct.
Like, I don't have like flashcards upstairs yeah. when we're not doing the show. Like bundled up now, and then I like flip the card to the other side.
From every era.
Till you get older.
I feel like okay, I know the lyrics from songs from every era. Like you put a song on, and like I feel like I know like most of the lyrics.
Sure, but it is. It's funny that. I mean, not a neutral observer, like it's my wife, but that the first thing she tells people about the show is that like, oh, like Nick and Ken have this really funny dynamic and they both know the words to like every song and that guides a lot of the show. It's very funny. She would know the lyric, by the way, and she's terrible with that stuff. And she would know the lyric. If I like letters of gold. Only shooting stars. Somebody was asking.
Man. I said, what a concept. And we could all use a little change. Like, tell me, like, you don't want to do karaoke?
Well, like, right now? That's what we just, what was the segment? That's basically
like, it's just like, all I want to do is, like, I just want to sing in public.
Sure. But I would say more is, like I want everybody, like, this song? Like, I don't want to perform this to other people. I want all of us to sing it.
Sure. That's
It'd be like if you're at a wedding or something, like in this song came on, like you would want everybody to be singing it. You wouldn't want to sing it to them.
But we did we did Drops of Jupiter last time. Like you wouldn't think it was a great karaoke song, but it was awesome.
What is how's that song, like what's the first, because the Drops of Jupiter in her hair is like verse 2,
in
right?
In the atmosphere with Drops of Jupiter in her hair.
Is that how it starts though? I think they don't do Drops of Jupiter at first, do they?
Definitely.
All right.
I think the first line of the song, now she's back in the atmosphere with Drops of Jupiter in her hair.
Okay. Yeah. That's a pretty good song. What made you pick that song? That's a really good song.
I didn't. It was my buddy's fiance's cousin, Krista.
Oh, boy.
Loves karaoke, but doesn't want to perform by herself. So, like, said to me at the beginning of the night, I was like, hell yeah, because now I get to do twice the songs. She's like, will you perform all the songs with me? So I did all this. Like, she picked Drops of Jupiter. We did.
That's a tough one to pick when it's like you don't want to do karaoke and you pick like a slow ballady kind of a song.
She loves that. So we did You Wanna Know, Alanis Morissette, which I also know.
Which is just a banger. Yeah, that's a 10 out of 10. Yeah.
Did you forget about me?
Did she do the, how drunk was she when she did, like, did she warm up to doing the karaoke?
Yeah, she was into it. I mean, I
did she do the, did she do the gasping part of the chorus? Like, you, I don't know.
I think I did.
The most ridiculous part of the song by far. Take a breath, Alanis. We're good.
But I also like when she does that. No!
Was that able to rain?
And I think we did a Chili Peppers song too. I think we did Can't Stop also.
Oh, yeah, but there's so many good options with karaoke for those guys.
I mean, and I did harmony for it.
Okay.
That's how you know. So like the part, like when the background. No, but the guy in the background.
That was you. That was you doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm into it, man.
Could have been like Flea. Could have been up there with your underwear on, just like running around.
That would have been pretty bad.
Yeah. That would have been great. She's up there singing. You're just like who's sprinting this, around with no pants on.
Like, who's this fat troll?
Right. You're like, get up, everybody. And they're just like, security.
Who's this guy that wandered off the set of Middle Earth into the bar?
Right. It's me. Flea, you know.
It's me, Bilbo.
It's, you know, I play bass.
I'm looking for my precious. What would be your choice for 10 karaoke song?
Oh, man. I think you've even asked me this before. I just don't even, I like don't think this way because I like never do karaoke. My brother and his wife do karaoke like
every weekend. Had to do karaoke, like what's the song you're picking?
I don't even know. I mean, I could do, that's the thing. I know the words. I could do any of them. I could
do all of those. What do you want to do though?
I don't want to do any karaoke song. I don't have like a burning desire to do one.
It's like you're at a bar, like your brother's like, you have to do karaoke.
Okay. I would do some kind of like, I would definitely do 90s one hit wonders. I would do like some of that stuff.
Well, you would do like Look Around Your World, Pretty Baby.
I would do Delamitri probably, Roll to Me.
No heat.
I would get absolutely no. Any song that I would pick from that era. Well, not any song. What if I did Breakfast at Tiffany's?
No heat. You'd have to do Tub Thumpin' to get heat.
Okay. That'd be the only one from that era I could get away with. That'd be like, that's unfortunate.
But you'd have to have
someone
doing
Gin Blossoms. Could I do any
of that? Which Gin Blossom found out about you?
Yeah. Whispers at the bus stop. I heard about nights at the schoolyard.
You were there and I was last to know.
I mean, that's in the car. That is like max volume every single time. Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. We found one. Right. That's good.
Well, I heard about... Hey, Jealousy kind of like low-key sucks.
Hey, Jealousy.
Drive around this town and have Reed Wallach give us bets. Reed's NBA draft bets coming up next.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.